Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello. This is George Gamond. It's not Friday. It's Thursday. It's the day before Friday. Okay, I know. You all know that. So obviously, what we're going to talk about is a word, a feeling, an emotion, a thing that affects all of us, something we need and we don't need at the same time. It's stress. You know, I was having a discussion with a friend about stress, and there's some benefits to stress. There wasn't a certain amount of low level of stress you wouldn't get out of bed in the morning if you weren't a little stressed out. You got to get to work, got to hurry, you wouldn't do it. But on the other end of the spectrum is how stress affects you. And I'm getting a couple articles, about vibration and stress, and then just the effects of stress. But what I want to do is my spirit guides are going to talk to you about a little bit of a quick meditation, I hope if they're willing to do this, on helping to release stress. What you're going through the day and things are happening and you're going, oh, I'm all stressed out. What am I going to do? Well, there's a little 3-minute, 4-minute meditation my spirit guides are going to present in a few minutes that will help you to just kind of chill out. Now, there's a lot of great music. I guess one of the things that's being advertised is called Calm, where you can, on your iPhone, your Android, or whatever, you can get little meditations and soothing music. So do that. Okay, just do that. Maybe do that with a meditation. But you don't want to go overloaded. You don't want to be overloaded with stress. So this is from the Mayo Clinic, and it's on MayoClinic.org, healthy lifestyle, stress management, all that fun stuff, right? Let's see if I can post this onto Facebook. No. Okay, I was going to do it for you guys and put it on Facebook for you, but it's not going to work. So I'll go back to where I was. Okay, hopefully I can get back to the article. Here it goes. Okay, stress management. Effects on body and behavior. So, two-pronged thing. We'll try to go through this rather quickly. Stress symptoms may be affecting your health, even though you may not realize it. You may think illness is to blame for that nagging headache, or your frequent insomnia, or your decreased productivity at work. But stress may actually be the culprit. Ooh. Indeed, stress symptoms can... Symptoms can affect your body, your thoughts and your feelings and your behavior. Being able to recognize common stress symptoms can give you a jump on managing them. Stress that's unchecked can contribute to many health problems. So here they are, health problems that stress can lead to. High blood pressure, heart disease, obesity and diabetes. Ooh, no, those are all killers, aren't they? Okay, common effects of stress in your body. Headache, okay. You get a headache, we don't know where it's from. Could be stress, right? Muscle tension or pain. Chest pain. Fatigue. Change in sex drive. Now, for a lot of people, reducing stress would be really important in this area, right? Stomach upset. Sleep problems. None of those are good. Common effects of stress on your mood. This is really important too, isn't it? Anxiety, restlessness, lack of motivation or focus, feeling overwhelmed, irritability or anger, sadness or depression. Nah, I don't think we want any of those. So we're talking an excess of stress, not just the normal stress that you get from, gotta get ready, oops, I'm running late, okay? Common effects of stress on your behavior. Ooh. Overeating or undereating, anxiety outbursts. Now, that's an interesting one. You see people who are angry and are always kind of blowing up all the time. Think about maybe it's the stress in their life that's doing it, right? Maybe it's you. Are you just kind of bursting out with anger from time to time? Drug or alcohol abuse, tobacco use, social withdrawal, exercising less often. None of those are good, right? You know, and it's like you have stress, so you try to deal with it, and you try to escape from your stress, and you try to, so you use, okay, various things. Okay, so here's some simple ways of dealing with stress. And then I have an article on vibration and stress. So we don't have a whole lot of time here, so I'm going to run through these real quick. Regular physical activities. Get out there, walk, get in nature, do something. Relaxation techniques such as deep breathing, meditation, yoga, tai chi, or one of my favorites, getting a massage. Keeping your sense of humor. Now, that's important. One way to release stress is to laugh a lot, right? Find things that are really funny. Socializing with family and friends. Go play cards with your friends, you know, board games, cards, hang out, just have some fun, right, with your friends and neighbors and family. Setting aside time for hobbies such as reading a book or listening to music. As long as it's, you know, sit there and dwell on your stress while you're doing that. So here's another article. I'm still hoping that I could pass this on to you in Facebook, but it doesn't look like it likes me to do that. It wants me. Oh, I can. Oh, I'll share this on Facebook for all my friends. Okay. So we're talking about stress. So this is a good article for that. Raise your vibration. Okay. This is from seekwithinyou.com. Just a quick little article. When you're stressed or feeling anxious, you are in a vibrational below. You are in a vibrational below the par. You are in a non-healthy state. Consistently vibrating at this state will produce a non-healthy physical as well as mental and emotional state. So vibration, you know, your vibration, we're a vibrational creature, not way. The lower the vibration, the worse you feel and the more damage you're doing to your body. If you've heard of the terms chronic stress or anxiety disorders, you can understand the concept. In order to bring yourself to a healthy state, both mentally, emotionally, and physically, you need to raise your vibration to a healthy state. So, you know, in raising your vibration, getting yourself up to feeling good, getting yourself up on the vibrational scale to feel good, right? Feeling good. So we'll talk about that a little bit more. So that's what we're about today. Okay, so what about the rest of the article? You also need to maintain that vibration. The longer you can vibrate at a higher level, the healthier you become, and the easier it gets to stay at a higher level. So we're talking about stress, letting go, releasing stress. So I'm going to let my spirit guides talk to you a little bit about that. Now, you see in my episode info, if you need information from my spirit guides to help you, and I love to channel for you individually. So I only have a few minutes left in the show, so I'm going to let them talk to you a little bit about it. But please, you can go to my email address or my phone number and call me if you want my spirit guides to assist you in something going on in your life. So let me let them pop in for a moment and talk about stress. A lot has been said about stress, so we won't have to get into the what it does to your body and your emotions and your, but it affects your spirituality. It affects you in the spiritual way of the higher the stress, the more of those anxiety things happen in your life. Anxiety, depression, anger, and the lower your vibration, and the less connected you feel with source energy, with God. The lower your vibration, you really lower your connection to with the divine, to higher vibrations, which can, in a sense, bring you everything you want. So let's take a couple of minutes. Let's relax. Let's de-stress. And let's give you an idea of something about de-stressing in a little brief meditation. First of all, you want to start off by taking a few really deep breaths. Just take a breath in. Focus on your breath. just focus on your breath and then release it slowly. Pay attention to your body as you're doing this. Don't turn your thoughts off as much as you can and place your consciousness on your body. So taking a deep breath in and then letting it out slowly. And what we would recommend you to do if you're in a stressed out situation, take a deep breath in and visualize at the lower part of your body, around your abdomen, around your solar plexus, there is a balloon that's attached to your body. It's a deflated balloon that's attached to your body. And as you exhale, exhale stress into this balloon so that as you're exhaling, that you're filling this balloon with all this excess stress. Just deep breath in, and then just feel your body begin to relax and release the stress, because your imagination is really important. Being able to visualize yourself releasing stress will go a long way to letting go of stress. So focus again, deep breath in. Fill that balloon till it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So when it's just about ready to pop, as much as that energy, that low vibrational stress energy that you can put into it, just release it. Send it off to the universe. Send it off to God so that energy can be recirculated in a positive way. And continue to do that. And you can do this for 2 or 3 minutes a day. So just take a deep breath. Visualize that balloon around the belly button area. And you exhale. Exhale that stress. Feel your body beginning to relax as you do that. With every exhale, you fill that balloon and you release it when it becomes full so that your whole body begins to relax. And now focus on something that feels really good, something that you love to do, something, a place that you love to be, an activity that you love to be in. And just put yourself into that. Create that mind movie, that virtual reality in your mind, your consciousness of being in that place. It could be a walk in the nature. It could be at the beach. It could be with your lover. It could be any kind of activity that you feel good about doing that raises your vibration. Pick an activity. And of course, it would be good to be out in those activities, but for the moment of just focusing on releasing stress, after you begin to release stress, start to focus on something that feels really, really good. And it could be a variety of things. It's up to you. Imagine yourself playing a game. Imagine yourself doing an activity that you love to do. Visualize yourself doing an activity. And you're preparing yourself to do that activity also, because you're preparing yourself, your consciousness to participate in whatever that activity is, and you're feeling good about that activity. It could be a creative pursuit. You could be painting a picture, right? In your mind, you're painting this picture. You could be writing a song. You could be writing a poem. You could be building something. You could be cooking. Whatever feels good to you, whatever activity, just imagine yourself doing it. Take a minute or two. Put yourself into that scene, that virtual reality. Open up all your senses to that activity, the sense of smell, the sense of touch, the hearing. Feel, sense beautiful music in the background as you're doing whatever this activity is. And by refocusing your energy away from the stressful situation and the cause of stress to something that you love, you do two things. You help to release the stress. You help to remove yourself away from the causes of stress. You raise your vibration, but also you put yourself into what we call the mode of solution mode, so that when you're in this place of feeling and doing something and visualizing in virtual reality of doing something that you love, you're now putting yourself into that environment where you're starting to create and allow good to flow to you. So try that. First, do your breathing exercises. Feel that balloon with the stress. Release it to the universe. And then start to visualize and do that mind movie, that virtual reality of being in something that you love to do. And feel it. in every part of your body, in every part of your consciousness. So that's our lesson. Enjoy it. Practice it. Do it for about 3 to 5 minutes when you're stressed out. See if that helps. Thank you for listening. Bye. Okay, I'm back. Okay, that was fun. So remember to do that. Try doing both of those. Try releasing the stress and then engaging mentally in your consciousness in an activity that you love to do and see what happens. And releasing your stress is really, really important. Love you guys. Be back tomorrow. Remember, contact me. Bye.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.